Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we pick a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 2.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 27.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you just take a quick second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right. Number two represents the second category, that is business. The 27th show is from, it's called UC Berkeley Audio. And the description is programs from the University of California, Berkeley. And we're going to be listening to Origins of Universe's Gold Discovered in Neutron. I'm going to read that again. Origins of Universe's Gold Discovered in Neutron Star Mergers. Their website is uct.tv, and it goes a little something like this.
This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
It was incredibly exciting to see the data. It was almost surreal. This is a phenomenon that had never been seen before. What's been discovered is the merger of two dense neutron stars. What they produced was a ripple in space-time that was detected as gravitational waves.
Okay. Origins of
Universe. As well as the light from the radioactive debris ejected from it that glows brightly for some period of weeks. Okay. And in that radioactive debris, we see signals of formation of many of the heavy elements around us, all of the gold and platinum and other precious metals. From that, we conclude that basically there's enough material produced in these events to basically seed the entire galaxy and the Earth with all these heavy metals that we find around us.
He said heavy metal.
We see from the observations this is a point of light, but there's a lot of information in that light. It's right. Exact spectrum of colors across the rainbow, its brightness, and how it evolves over time. But you can distinguish whether you're seeing the heaviest elements or lighter elements based upon their color. The lighter stuff looks blue. The heavier stuff looks red.
Okay, I can't even say the title. Origin of Universes, as in universe, apostrophe S, universes, gold discovered in neutron star managers. And if somebody come on, I see the description here says the first detection of gravitational waves from the cataclysmic merger of two neutron stars, and it's, you know what, I'm not your target audience. I would have liked a little description of what the heck this guy is talking about. He seems to have quite the woody about astronomy and stars and heavy metal, but I have no clue what he's talking about. And again, I think it's always a courtesy to your audience to tell them what they're going to hear. It's been passed down from generation to generation. Tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. That's an education. Doesn't work in everything, but nonetheless, with all the cool music and stuff, and this guy going, and then the particles come together, and and then it's really heavy, and then okay, whatever. Nice production, I guess. The audio quality at the very beginning for a college was not bad, for the record. It was like about a 7.5 out of 10. So it's okay. I really thought it was going to sound like super duper, like, wow, what kind of microphone are they using? And it still sounded a little homemade. Again, perfectly fine for somebody listening in the car, earbuds. I'm listening through podcaster earphones. So most of you are probably looking at your speakers going, what? It sounded fine the very, very beginning. And again, I'm being hypercritical here. But for me, this is not a great first impression. But and I don't know if it's a case where I'm supposed to go, ooh, Berkeley. I don't know, but you got to bring something so I know what the heck you're talking about. And Yeah. So if you'd like to have your show reviewed, it's super easy. All you got to do, podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the giant Fiverr button. It's only $5. There's no upsell. I know sometimes you go to Fiverr and it's like, yeah, the first thing is this, but if you want it longer than 30 seconds, it's another 27, 50. No, it's $5. I listen to the beginning of your show. I give you my first impression. And obviously, out at the website, I've got links to your website, descriptions, things like that. It's a little promotion for you as well. If you're interested in that, again, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button. If you're not having a podcast yet, or if you're looking to grow yours, come visit me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to help you either start, plan, grow, launch your podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until Wednesday, remember to always enjoy your ride.